D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Today on Truths That Transform, we look at the most urgent issue in our culture.
The sanctity of life is not just some odd little view off on the side that we can ignore. It is the foundation of Western civilization.
In a time of calling out sins of racism, one organization has gotten a free pass.
Margaret Sanger said that her desire was to stamp out the Negro population. It's unsurprising that over 70% of all Planned Parenthood facilities are in neighborhoods that are majority populated by people who have higher melanin content. I don't think that's an accident.
We expose the truth about the racist DNA of America's largest abortion provider on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. Our culture has become hyper-vigilant in recent days, searching for any strains of perceived racism, whether real or not. A national scandal ensued because someone mistook a garage door tie for a noose at a NASCAR race. But actual racism has been overlooked in one very convenient place, convenient for the Marxist left, that is. On today's program, we will take a look at an organization conceived in racism that takes more black lives than anything in America. Yet the left does not want to defund it. They continually fight to give it more money. The organization is Planned Parenthood. And if black lives matter, they have a lot to answer for. Our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb brings us this report.
We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population.
On December 10, 1939, Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger wrote a letter to Dr. Clarence J. Gamble in which she said that eliminating blacks was one of their goals, but they needed a front man to sell it.
And the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea.
Margaret Sanger is reputed to have made covenants and recruiting agreements with black clergy in times past. So there's a real problem there where there's an aggressive, I have to use very strong language to describe it, because I think it's racial genocide, meaning that a group of people say, we want to wipe out as many of these other people as we can.
During her lifetime, Dr. Margaret Sanger said, colored people are like weeds, and they need to be exterminated. We don't want that word to get out. And then in essence, she went on to say that we'll select some of their leaders and make them a poster child for our cause.
Planned Parenthood Federation of America was founded by Margaret Sanger, who was a careful disciple of the discipline called eugenics. Now, for those who are not familiar, eugenics was the scientific, genetic, racist philosophy that drove Nazism and Adolf Hitler.
No one is calling Margaret Sanger a Nazi or a follower of Hitler, but both Hitler and Sanger did not believe in the God of the Bible, but believed in unguided evolution and that it was a good deed for humanity for the strong to root out the weak.
Today we rule Germany, tomorrow the world.
It was the idea that somehow by modern science and through scientific manipulation of genes, that a race of thoroughbreds could be created, weeding out those undesirable aspects of humanity, Now, for Margaret Sanger and her followers, those undesirable aspects of humanity were largely ethnic minorities, blacks, Jews, oftentimes Slavic peoples from Eastern Europe. These were considered undesirables, imbeciles, she called them, human weeds, she called them. And so Planned Parenthood was originally designed to limit the populations of those peoples and to increase the population of what she felt were the desirable races.
What is the bearing of the laws of heredity upon human affairs? Eugenics provides the answer.
Until it was discredited in the Holocaust, eugenics was popular not only in Germany, but even in America, to the likes of Margaret Sanger and many elites in our culture. Eugenics comes from the Greek, meaning technically good birth. It was viewed as a scientific way to essentially clean up the gene pool.
When World War II broke out, Margaret Sanger and her friends in the American eugenics movement quickly distanced themselves from the Nazis, but they held to the same essential principles.
The Manhattan office of Planned Parenthood has just decided to strip Margaret Sanger's name from their facility. Meanwhile, the behemoth organization continues to take many lives, regardless of race, in their abortion clinics and often at our expense.
It's extremely frustrating to see that no matter who is in office, it appears that Planned Parenthood continues to roll on as if nothing happened. Last year, Planned Parenthood reported record levels of funding, receiving taxpayer dollars, as well as the highest numbers of abortions that they performed in a single calendar year to date. That is extremely frustrating, especially when you have, for example, a Republican president, a Republican majority in the Senate, and a Republican majority in the House of Representatives for President Trump's first 2 years, yet you still see this funding continue. And just as Margaret Sanger said that her desire was to stamp out the Negro population, it's unsurprising that over 70% of all Planned Parenthood facilities are in neighborhoods that are majority populated by people who have higher melanin content. I don't think that's an accident.
It's interesting to note that the vast majority of these so-called social justice warriors who support the political movement, Black Lives Matter, are often militantly pro-abortion rights. So the unborn black lives apparently do not matter.
To me, it's amazing how Planned Parenthood does some of the things they do with a straight face. The fact that they support Black Lives Matter when they disproportionately abort black babies. When you look at the percentage of the population, about 12-14% of the population African American, but yet nearly a third of their abortions come from that demographic. Look, they have, in fact, if you look at where their clinics are located, they are located disproportionately in minority communities, African American, Hispanic. Planned Parenthood is one of the most deceptive organizations operating in America today.
We live in a country where in some cities in the U.S., there are more black babies being aborted than are being born. That is something that should be a civil rights issue. It should be even a constitutional issue because it is a targeting of for extermination a particular group. It's genocide. Yet we tolerate that.
The legacy of Planned Parenthood is an awful one. Yet they have an entire American political party in their pocket, bought and paid for. In a nation that seems to be busily about the work of judging past generations for their sins, we not only allow an organization that extinguishes more black lives than any other entity, but actually encourage them and even lavishly fund them. How is this possible? It's possible because of moral blindness. Dr. D. James Kennedy shares more in this portion of his message, "All Those Who Hate Me Love death.
There is a great clash, as you know, in our country today between the concept of sanctity of life and the concept of quality of life. Many people have heard and read many such discussions, and I'm afraid that for most, they do not grasp the full implication of what that means. The concept of sanctity of life is a spiritual concept. It is a religious concept. Sanctity, which comes from the Latin word sanctitas, from sanctus, means holy or sacred unto God, inviolable. It means it is that which God has declared is of great value. It is, of course, therefore, a spiritual concept. However, for a humanist or an atheist or an unbeliever of most any kind, there is no such thing as sanctity of life. Unless there is a God who has given us a spirit and who sanctifies us, there cannot be a sanctity of life ethic. If one has that kind of a totally non-spiritual view, you have in the quality of life simply a physical understanding of life. If I may say something radical, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and among these are life. Therefore, it is only from a purely atheistic, humanistic, secularistic view that you can determine that a life is to be valued depending solely upon the physical characteristics of that life. This is something that we have now grown somewhat accustomed to. At the time when this was being debated, there were those of us who said that this is the beginning of a slippery slope, and that, of course, was ridiculed. As many said, it is but a small step from abortion to infanticide, from infanticide to euthanasia and suicide. Stone Mountain is in Decatur, Georgia, outside Atlanta. I went to seminary near there, and it's a huge mountain that moves up gradually. You can climb it over here. It reaches its summit, and then it gradually starts to slope down for maybe several hundreds of feet, and then it drops off precipitously. They've had to rope that off up at the top because people wanted to just go down a little ways on the slope, just get a better view. But they soon found that it was steeper than they thought and slipperier than they thought. Their feet gave way and they found themselves in tremendous panic and horror, sliding, grabbing at anything they could, but continuing down until they were precipitated off into the air to be smashed on the rocks hundreds and hundreds of feet below. We are right now a good way down that slope. There is no one that can look at another and determine the quality of his soul. And if life is merely molecules in motion, then we can have a quality of life ethic. But if we are Christians and believe that there is an infinite, eternal, and unchangeable God who is a spirit, who has given to us everlasting spirits, and that we have an inalienable right to life, we cannot buy that kind of an ethic. It is a humanistic worldview that has brought us thus far down the slope, and it will be nothing other than a Christian world and life view, firmly held and firmly espoused and maintained and defended, that can possibly take us back again. Dr. Malcolm Watts gave a speech to the California Medical Association in which he said that the idea of the sanctity of human life has been a part of all of Western civilization. It is, in fact, the bulwark of all of Western civilization. The sanctity of human life is that which Jesus Christ brought into the world, which was held and maintained by the early church with incredible vigor, and which overthrew the pagan, heathenistic ideas of life. The sanctity of life is not just some odd little view off on the side that we can ignore. It is the foundation of Western civilization. It was the foundation of this country, and are endowed with certain inalienable rights, and among these are, first of all, life. But he says that the traditional Western ethic has always placed great emphasis on the intrinsic worth and equal value of every human life, regardless of its stage or condition. Dr. R.T.F. Schmidt, president of the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists, said that it is deeply disturbing. The idea of abortion is deeply disturbing to our traditional concept of the inherent value of human life and is potentially shattering to the foundations of Western civilization. My friends, we are dealing here with nothing yet less than the destruction of Western society in its totality. The essence of the Christian ethic that rid the Western world of paganism and heathenism was the sanctity of life. When Justice Blackmun on the Supreme Court wrote Roe v. Wade, he appealed to religion, did he not? However, he said, if I were to appeal to religion, I would appeal to the religions of Rome and Greece, who, of course, practiced and encouraged abortion, infanticide, euthanasia, suicide, and all of the rest, including the Colosseum. He appealed to pagan religion for support of Roe v. Wade. We are reverting in this nation to heathen paganism, and most Americans will happen. Don't even know what's taking place. It's time that America repented of its sin and acknowledged the heinousness of what has done. We need to repent. We need to ask God forgiveness for this nation if we have never had anything to do with this, to plead as intercessors for God for America. Some of you have had abortions. Well, there is mercy with God. There may be no mercy with man, but there is mercy with God. He will abundantly pardon those who acknowledge their guilt and confess their sins and turn to Jesus Christ for forgiveness. He died for the old, for the young, for the born and the unborn. Because life to him had a great sanctity and holiness to it. Because he made it. And the one that made it died for it. We need to pray for our courts and our legislators and the American people that God would open our eyes to what we are doing to ourselves, how far along we have gone down that slippery slope. But my friends, the consequences of deciding against God's word and God's law are absolutely enormous. You will only know that life is holy when you come to know the Holy One who died for you There is forgiveness. There is mercy. Have you received that? I urge you to come to the cross and to invite him to come into your life that you might know the infinite value of your soul. The infinite and eternal God Almighty died for our souls that we might have life. And they that seek him find life. And they that hate him love death. That's what Christ, incarnate wisdom, says.
As Dr. Kennedy just shared, a moral blindness has descended upon America. Our secular elites have chiseled away at traditional morals, including the biblical notion that human beings are created in the image of God and thus infinitely valuable. And as a result, our culture has descended into an abyss in which sex is unconstrained by marriage and the resulting children can be exterminated for our convenience. Nobody has done more to carry out that grim agenda than Planned Parenthood. Yet most people are alarmingly ignorant about their purposes and activities, and that must end. There are too many lives on the line. Dr. George Grant is one of the most compelling, incisive Christian thinkers in America, and he's written a brief biography of Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger that you need to read and to share with others. It's called, appropriately enough, Killer Angel. And we will send it to you right away as our thanks for your generous donation to the ongoing work of this ministry. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or you can go online to djkm.org. Hillary Clinton once said, "I admire Margaret Sanger enormously. I am really in awe of her," she said. Well, with that kind of praise, you may not know that Sanger was devoted to stamping out what she called human weeds and established the so-called Negro Project to limit the size of the black population in America. Find out the true history in George Grant's landmark book, Killer Angel, a biography of Planned Parenthood's Margaret Sanger. And if you're able to give a generous donation of $40 or more, we will send you Killer Angel plus the special DVD expose, Merchants of Death, Planned Parenthood and the Abortion Industry. This riveting special shows how Planned Parenthood reaps enormous profits under the guise of protecting women's health. It shows how they've been caught in grisly illegal activity. And you will also meet some inspiring people who are leading the way in truly caring for women to make abortion a thing of the past. And as you give, you will be helping us to produce programs like this, investigating key issues and bringing biblical application in a way no other Christian media ministry does. So please, contact us right away and let us send you Killer Angel, a biography of Planned Parenthood's Margaret Sanger, as our thanks for your generous donation. And we will send you the book plus the hard-hitting DVD program, Merchants of Death, Planned Parenthood and the Abortion Industry, as our thanks for your generous donation of $40 or more. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or you can go online to djkm.org. Recently, in a Facebook Live discussion of Planned Parenthood's genocide against black Americans, one of three of which, by the way, are killed in the womb. A viewer sent a comment asking, well, what if we paid a living wage, free health care, and free child care? We would wipe out minority abortions by 99%, but we would rather shoot ourselves in the foot, he said. He then quoted Archbishop Desmond Tutu, saying, there comes a point where we need to just stop pulling people out of the river. We need to go upstream and find out why they're falling in. Well, this viewpoint is common, that abortion comes from mainly economic desperation and can be cured by socialism. But it also happens to be demonstrably wrong. This is a basic assumption of Marxism, that we are all primarily economic beings, and we do the things we do mostly because of economic motivations. But what do we find when we look at places in the world with free everything provided by the government? In the communist Soviet Union, they had the highest abortion rate in the world, with more abortions than live births. Sweden is a social welfare state that has the 11th highest per capita income in the world. They have free health care and free child care. They also have one of the highest abortion rates in the world, fourth among all developed nations. The communist so-called utopias of China, Cuba, and Vietnam are all among the top 10 nations having the highest abortion rate in the world. Don't buy this lie. Abortion is not an economic problem. It's a spiritual problem. Abortion is sky high in communist nations, which are atheistic by design. And the high correlation between the most irreligious nations and the highest abortion rates is dramatic. Unless we see human life as sacred, created in God's image, we will view it as little more than an evolutionary accident, something to be destroyed for the sake of convenience. May the Lord grant us repentance and mercy. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for joining us for Truths That Transform. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
The Bible says, woe unto him that takes the life of the innocent.
There's no question that for those that are engaged in abortion in the industry, it's about money.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.